Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. My name is Willie Lawson, and I'm a candidate for County Commission District 3, Hillsborough County. I am running as a Republican.
I'm doing this show this afternoon because I want to make an announcement. I think there's some things that need to be said that haven't been said. I'll tell you what. I have not been the quiet, demure, conservative Republican. I have spoken at Tea Party gatherings. I do a conservative radio show here on the internet every day, Monday through Friday, where I have not been, I have not chosen to be coy about my beliefs about my faith, my beliefs about my politics, my beliefs about about family, and the importance of all of those things. I have been living my politics out loud on my sleeve. I'm not hiding. I think that I have been respectful, and I will continue to be respectful, and I will continue to be pleasant, or as pleasant as I can under the circumstances. But I believe there's some things that need to be said. I could say them as a radio talk show host, and at the onset, I want to make sure that the people who have supported my campaign, and there have been a number of you who have supported my campaign, thank you. Thank you. And I don't mean just with signing a petition, because you've done that. I mean that you've gotten in your pocket and you've written a check, and you've given me cash. I mean, there have been people who have done what they were supposed to have done. They do what they say they're going to do. But this announcement and this lesson I have five things that I want to cover. The definition of what support really is. The importance of petitions in a local race, the importance of financial support, the harm that's done by ignoring minority candidates running in minority districts, and an announcement of a petition/fundraiser we're doing tonight. That's right, short notice, no notice that we're doing this evening in the district. Let's start off right now with the definition of support. You know, it's interesting when I talk to Republicans about what support is and what support isn't. I always find that interesting, that some people believe support is simply saying that you support something, that you support somebody. I find that interesting that you say, I support all Republicans. Well, do you? Do you even know, excuse me, what support is? Do you have any idea what the word means? Do you have any clue? Because I'll tell you, as a candidate, I've gotten some access to some software that goes through the public records, and these are all records that are public. When you donate to a campaign, it's public. When you give $5 to this campaign or $500 to this campaign, it's all public. And a lot of you, frankly, how can I say this politely? I can't. Are full of crap. You don't support anybody. You don't support anybody. Because you support people with three things, folks. Let me help you with this. You support them with your time. You support people with your prayer, and you support people with your finances. That's how you support people, and that's how you support candidates. Because candidates, frankly, outside of your vote, don't need anything else. You can't help a candidate anywhere else, and you can't push an agenda if you're not going to change a political atmosphere, and you can't change. If you're not going to change the political landscape by supporting candidates, then you have no shot. You know, I talk to people all the time. I've been doing this show for a long time, since March of 2008. And a lot of you, Republicans / conservatives, are all in a tither and a lather about the condition of your country. Well, you know what, and I've said it on the show before, and I'll say it here again. The problem is that you weren't paying attention. People were hopping up and down, screaming and yelling, help us, help us, help us. And if it wasn't in the mainstream, if it wasn't what you were told by Fox News, if it wasn't what you were told by Rush Limbaugh, if it wasn't what you were told by some of these other people, you didn't react. And your communities went to hell. They just did. And the state of Florida, that it is against the law for a 15-year-old girl to get a tattoo, but she can kill her baby and not let her parents know. How did this happen? By the people that you let get elected. And the people that you let get elected in places like where I'm running. That's how it happened. It's on you. Because you didn't support those candidates with your time and your prayer and your finances. You thought just by saying it that that was going to be enough. Well, you know what? And a lot of people have been making a little noise in this area this year. And I'm going to go ahead and add to that today. Now, I'm sure that I'm going to put a lot of you off. And what little support I was going to get, I'm sure that I am pissing away right now, and that's fine. Because if we're not based in truth, if this thing isn't based in honesty, blatant, brutal, the brightest light kind of honesty, then I don't want any part of it. I don't want any part of it. None. Zero. No part of it. Y'all can have it. Because here's the deal. If you aren't supporting all the Republican candidates, especially the ones running minority districts, you can't say you support all the candidates. You can't. You can't. If you're picking and choosing, if you're sitting in an REC, now I'm not talking about people who aren't sitting in RECs. If you're independent Republican, you run around doing your due. But if you're sitting in a Republican executive committee in the state of Florida, for instance, and you've already decided, and a lot of people out there already do this, you've already decided before the game even starts who you're supporting, who you're not supporting, races you're going to participate in, you're not going to participate in. You know what? Before you hear anybody, guess what? You're not supporting all Republicans. If you're not willing to sign a petition to get a Republican on the ballot, you're not signing. I mean, I just find it funny. I do. I've got a mailing list, a MailChimp mailing list, and I just find it funny that local Republicans where I live in Hillsborough County complain in the list, and I send probably 3, maybe 4 emails a month. A month. You get more Viagra ads than that. You do. Truth. Remember truth? It's a bitch, isn't it? You probably get more Viagra ads a month than ads asking for help, asking for support, asking for someone to sign a petition. I just find it funny that that Republicans will walk by my table. They'll walk by my petition table at an REC meeting, sort of look up and over and like, eh, who's that? Yeah, I don't think I'm signing that petition. Really, seriously. To get a Republican on the ballot against a Democrat. Now, it may be a completely different situation if there's a primary. I know that. I'm not stupid. I think that's funny that people who sit in that room and who are in RECs decide, you know what? I don't think he should be on the ballot against the Democrat. Seriously? That's, well, you don't think that, and I find it interesting that they unsubscribed to my email list and they walked by my table to sign a petition. And some of them, remember I told you about public records, give money to my Democrat opponent while letting everybody know that they're the big bad Republican on the block. Truth. The truth will be told tonight. Now. Because again, if there's no truth here, blatant honesty, then I don't want any part of it. I don't want any part of this. I tell people all the time, I got stuff to do. I got things to do. All right. Here's the deal. Here's the importance of petitions in a local campaign for some of you who don't know. In order to qualify to be on the ballot in my particular race, it would cost over $5,000. They do that for a very good reason, to keep regular, normal citizens who know what the hell's going on out of government. Easy. Otherwise, there is no reason. There's no other reason for it to be that expensive. And they required me to get 1,800 plus petitions. And if I was running countywide, some of the people who are running countywide, people like Steve Kona, who's now dropped out, and Margaret Includuto, have to get over 6,000 petitions. More so than the for I understand, the U.S. rep candidates. Why? To make it as difficult as possible, so the status quo can be maintained. And you know what? It's so funny. I go to these meetings and I hear people talking about, we haven't changed the status quo, and we need to get the lifetime politicians out, and we need to get the money influence out. You don't mean that, because you won't sign people. I see you walk by tables and not sign people's petitions. I see you do it. The petition process is important. It's important. Running out of time here. The importance of financial support. Well, that seems to be a no-brainer. But I love it. Oh, I'm supporting you. Yeah, I'm right behind you. Yeah, you got $10? What's your you know what I find funny as hell? Let me tell you what I find funny. I find funny that you know what? I say, do you have $20.12 to help us out? And these people want to know what my path to victory is. Now the folks that have written checks for $200, the folks that have written checks for $100, none of them have asked me what my path to victory is. But the guy who I asked for $20.12 in a campaign wants to sit down with me and interview me to find out what my freaking path to victory is. You got to be kidding me, right? He wants to find out what my path to victory. So what's your path to victory? How do you plan on beating the incumbent? I'm asking for $20. You really want to know that? It's on the website. Seriously, it's on the website. You can see it there. Because my time is valuable too. Just like yours, still. You know, politicians and elected officials are not celebrities. They're not kings and queens. They're servants, but they're not slaves. Thank you. You know, but when I go to ADCO, when I go to these businesses and to buy yard signs and business cards and mailers, do you know what they really want? Do you think they want my support? No, they want my money. They want money, and if you're interested in having things change, and having just not the very rich do this all the time, just regular folks, because Republicans in those rooms, like in REC, go, well, you know, we just need regular people. You know, we're tired. No, you don't, because you don't care enough. You don't give a crap enough to have regular people, because regular people require more financial support. Support. Petitions are time, prayer, and finances is money. It costs money to buy yard signs, kids. It costs money to buy handouts, kids. It costs money to buy, you know, for those who are, who have to do radio and TV time, it costs money to have a website. It costs money. So if you're thinking that you're supporting somebody and you haven't signed a petition for them, you haven't knocked on a door for them, you haven't given them a dime, well, guess what you're not doing? You're not supporting them. That means if they're Republicans and you can't say that you support all Republicans, you can't. And if you've given money to somebody else, their opponent, their Democrat opponent, don't get pissed off when somebody calls you a rhino. Don't get pissed off. Accept it. Embrace it. It's not a pejorative. It's just a descriptor. It's not a pejorative. It's a descriptor. All right. Here's something y'all are going to be pissed off about. I figure, you know, why not? Here's a harm done by Republican parties all over the country. All over the country. Including my race. I watched my friend, Eddie Adams Jr., run for U.S. rep against the most liberal person in the House today. And I'll say that she's more liberal and more dangerous than Nancy Pelosi because she's younger and has no challenger. And sort of under the radar, Kathy Castor, right there where I live. Kathy Castor is my representative. Yeah, well, not really. I watched a black man, a black Republican, a full-out Tea Party black Republican right here run three times. And he had some Tea Party support. He did. God bless him. God bless the people in the Tea Party movement. Just regular folks, though. Just regular folks. And the support he got from our local REC, that our local party, was none. None. And I'll tell you, I watched my friend Stanley Gloucester run for city council as a Republican. Sold out, always been, never been anything else. I can't even claim that. Never been anything else. Since he registered to vote for the very first time, he registered as a Republican. Right here where he lived in his district, in a minority district. And I watched nothing. I watched the local Republican Party ignore his race because they said, oh, it's nonpartisan. Bullcrap. The Democrats supported the Democrat. Remember, those are public records. And the Republicans in that room did nothing. They didn't sign petitions. And they didn't give time. They didn't give money. They did nothing. They didn't even try. So you would think that you'd think I'd have better sense, right? You'd think I'd have better sense. You'd think I'd have better sense, but I don't. Because I'm the eternal optimist. But I've seen this movie. I've seen this movie. But here's the difference. Those two gentlemen didn't challenge you the way I'm challenging you tonight. They didn't stick it in your face the way that I'm sticking in your face right this very minute. Asking you who you are going to be, what you're going to be, is what's coming out of your mouth really in your heart. Who are you? Because that's what matters. When it's all said and done, regardless of what party, regardless of your politics, regardless of anything, what comes out of your mouth, what comes out of your pie hole, the same thing that's in your heart. Do you actually believe what you're saying? Or do you just say it because it makes you feel good? And when it's examined, you come up short. So you hate it when it gets examined. Who are you? Because I'll tell you what, I've already got a note on my Facebook page from a good friend of mine from college. Smart guy. Liberal guy. Smart guy. You would think that those two things don't go together, but he's a smart guy. And thus ends the lesson. The operative part is every. He drops the needle on the Bruce Hornsby, on Bruce Hornsby, and exits stage left. That's just the way it is. Crazy, isn't it? Shame. You've got to support every community. Everyone. The biggest thing I hear in my community, that's a minority community, about Republicans is, where are you? And you're starting to hear from black Republicans all over the country, folks, that's what our communities are asking. Where are you? Where is your Republican support? Where are your Republican friends? Where are they? Why aren't they here in the community? Hell, they don't even support you. Why are you still following behind them? Well, the fact of the matter is, I'm not following behind anybody. I'm leading my own path. I'm not following any of these people. I'm going my own path. And the announcement today is that I'm going my own path. I'm going to remain a Republican because I believe in what Republican values are. But I'm going my own path. That's what the announcement is today. Going my own path. Not following anyone. Not going the normal way. Not going the normal route. Not staying in line like a good soldier. Forget about it. Why? Because of this? Because you know what? Because it would just make me a dumbass. It would just make me a dumbass. To continue this way will make me a dumbass. And I'm a lot of things. Not all of them good, but I'm not a dumbass. I'm not. I'm simply not. So here's what we're doing. If you really want that mavericky thing that the Republicans thought they were getting with Deputy Dog in 2008. Oh yeah, that's John frickin' McCain, Deputy Dog, and Sarah Palin was Jessica Rabbit. Duh. If you want somebody who's really going their own path, who really understands what the key is. Because I'm frankly tired of hearing from Republicans, how do we get more African Americans in the party? You know, that Republican Party is, you know, the party of abolitionists. Yeah, what else? Tired of the history lessons. Tired of the history lessons. I hear what's happening now. And all that matters is what's happening tonight, today. And right now, right there at the Seminole Heights Starbucks, I'm going to leave here, the studio here, in probably 6 minutes. And at 7:30 to 9:30, I'll be there with fundraising envelopes and petitions. So if you're ready for somebody who's going to go their own way, win or lose, come see me. I'll be there. win or lose, I'm going my own way, doing my own thing. That's how it is. That's just how it is. That's how it is. That's tonight at the Seminole Heights Starbucks, 7:30 to 9:30, petition drive, and a fundraiser. Don't show up there and hold $20 up and ask me about my path to victory for $20. Please don't do that. Please don't do that. You want to write a $500 check? I'm going to be real. Again, because if the truth isn't in this, I don't want it. You write a $500 check, which is the maximum amount of check you can write. If you plan on writing a $500 check, then I will sit down with you and I will tell you what my path to victory is. Do not toss $5 down there and ask me to spend 4 hours telling you about what my path to victory is. Again, if the truth is not in this, then I don't want to hear about it. I don't want any part of it. Go on my own way. Win, lose, or draw. You know what? Republicans keep saying they want honesty. They want people who are earnest. Well, you got it. Welcome. No more games being played. No more politics being played at this level. You know what? You're either going to support me or you're not, and whatever, whatever. That's how it is. And I've got a caller out there, and if that's you, Ken, call me on my cell when I'm done. That's what's got to happen. That's what's got to happen. And that's what's going to happen. All right, a quick review. We've got about 3 minutes. Definition of support, time, prayer, finances. Petitions are important. So these the so-called normal people, the people who don't have a gajillion dollars, the people who don't have every single solitary special interest group backing them. Let me tell you something. One of the candidates who is running for District 6, which is countywide, is going to get national money if it comes to that because of his sexual orientation. He's going to get national money. Who the hell is running the district? National money. Democrat going to get national money because of his sexual orientation. And that's the truth. Nobody's talking about it, but it's the truth. The truth. The two Republicans I know there's going to be another Republican, are up against it. And some of them are getting support from that room and some of them aren't. Good luck. Kathy Castor is going to get national support. When they open the Obama office, Kathy Castor is going to get national support. Who is going to support the person running in District 14 now against her? Who's going to support her? People in the room? Because they ain't going to be the national party. That's for sure. That ain't going to happen. Well, you really can't win. We've got to – what? You're either going to support Republicans or you're not. The announcement today, folks, is that we're going our own way. We're doing what we got to do. 60. Win, lose, or draw. We're going our own way. I will remain a Republican. It's what I believe in. You know, I had a pastor once tell me that it's important that I don't put my faith in people, that I keep my faith in God, because God doesn't disappoint. People, well, are people. All right, folks, if you want to help me out, you can go to the VoteLawson2012.com website, VoteLawson2012.com website, and click on the donation button. Listen, it's at the end of the quarter. We got to get donated. We got to get some money in the coffers. We got things to do. We do have things to do. We can win. VoteLawson2012. Again, VoteLawson2012.com. Thank you so much for your kind attention.